you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Boarding Party. This is the podcast where I, your host, Jackie Jennings of Sci-Fi Wire, talk to some of today's funniest comedians about their secret, or probably not so secret, geek obsessions. Because why are we keeping them a secret? I don't completely understand. Most of us aren't. So forget that. It's not a secret. It's just their geek obsessions. And today I am so excited because I have on the podcast a very old friend, old in the sense that we've known each other for a while, not in the sense that he's old, because he's not. We're both young and young at heart. His name is Casey Jost. He is a producer on the very popular show Impractical Jokers. He's worked on a ton of stuff. He also performs every week here at the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York with What I Did for Love, which is a very funny show. I highly suggest everyone check it out. And most importantly, Casey is a aficionado of 80s and 90s, all things 80s and 90s, but specifically toys and games that were popular in the 80s and 90s, which is great because I have almost no memory of my childhood. Not really sure why. I hear it was wonderful, but I don't remember a lot of it. So we're going to talk all about whatever Casey had in his basement to play with, and I'll just take those memories as my own. Hey, Casey, what's up?
Hey, Jackie.
Thanks so much for doing this.
I love doing these little sci-fi things with you. They're so fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, come down. We'll be in a room. Come talk.
It's the best chats.
It's the best chats. Okay, we're going to talk. I mean, we're talking 80s, 90s toys.
I love this.
I love this, too, because I got to say, my memories, I was thinking, trying to write down thoughts and questions, and the main thing I could think of was like commercials.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have strong memories of the toys.
Yeah. I know.
Except for Polly Pocket.
Okay. But like, I know what you mean, like Crossfire.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I know the commercial, like as if I lived it.
So here, let me ask, because Crossfire is the number one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. That and Hungry Hippos,
yeah,
which I did own.
Yep.
And again, also, maybe not as fun.
Yeah, Hungry Hippos is fun, like, as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, when you're just kind of like, you got the nostalgia of it, and you're, like, bashing it with friends.
So that's the...
To be funny.
That's the part I remember is the most fun part of Hungry Hippos was, like, kind of destroying Hungry Hippos.
Mm-hmm.
It was just smashing the lever, like...
Yes.
Yeah. So those are, like, the games.
Yeah.
But you were... Also,
we're not here to talk about
we're
the
not
games.
Here to talk about
I know we
games.
Just hit on them pretty hard, but like really we need to be talking about
we need
the
to be
figures.
Talking about, yeah, the figures. Okay. So were you a collector or were you just like had them?
No, I was like a little ADD boy in Staten Island that was like middle class enough that like, you know, my grandma and my mom would like buy us toys.
Mm-hmm.
All the privilege is there in just toys.
Yeah.
And my brother, actually, who's 3 years older than me, was a genius at a young age and, like, found a way to, like, have my parents bribe him into toilet training. And, like, so, like, and he was smart enough at the time to be like, okay, I will poopy in the potty if you buy me the Hall of Justice Super Friends.
That's, like, usually you get, like, a Skittle.
I know. He was a genius. And it worked. And now he poops in the potty, mostly.
Once in a while, he still needs a treat, but like, yeah, mostly.
And growing up, I loved these toys. And like, my favorite thing to do is like to mix toys, right? So like, if I have a He-Man, I'm definitely mixing it with Thundercats. That's a no-brainer. But I'm also going to mix it with a bunch of G.I. Joes and probably Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those four things were things that I thought mixed really well.
Yeah.
And then a bad guy, because those can also work together. Like, those could be all friends,
sure,
like on the same team. Great bad guys are like... If you have wrestling figures.
Whoa, you were branching out into wrestling figures.
So if you have like a, you have like a, you know, maybe a Macho Man, Randy Savage, that's a great, he's a great heel. He's a great bad guy.
Yeah.
Macho Man
nothing
Randy said,
means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream will rise to the top.
The way that they were made, they were also bigger than G.I. Joe's. He could, like, body press two G.I. Joe's.
Sure.
He could, like, throw them because they had, like, those movable arms. And now I just covered a lot of bases there. Mm-hmm, I want to. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to talk, like, individual ones because...
Please.
In my, see, like, we're of an age that didn't have, like, the Star Wars ones that, like, I think are huge and collectible and stuff.
Yeah, no.
And I don't, I mean, I think ours probably could have been collectible, but I was just such an ADD freak, I had to open everything up. And, I wasn't thinking, yeah. like, you know, oh, my investment.
Well, what kid is? That's how I, right. It was just, like, tear it open, tear those weird, like, the really hard to cut wire things that attach it to the cardboard. Like, yeah. rip it out however you can.
We didn't have that thought process then.
No.
I'm just now starting to think, like, what do I want to keep now that's going to be a collectible in the future?
I know.
And I have an idea. Oh. I want to buy t-shirts with the current year on it.
Oh, wow. So it'll be like 2019, and then in like 2045.
It'll be like, cool, vintage t-shirt.
That is cool.
And it's those t-shirts you could get for free. Like, if I get like a, you know, a TD Bank shirt that says like Walkathon 2019, you know, in like, yeah, in 20 years, it's like, well, that's not even a bank anymore.
Yeah. What's a bank, Dad? Yeah, and you're like,
oh, it's where you put your Bitcoins, but like if they were physical.
Yeah. We used to have paper Bitcoins.
What? Paper?
It's
what's
true,
that?
Though. Like you, that is, it's gotta be. I wonder if you talk to like someone who owns a vintage shop, that has to be the most marked up because it just looks cool when it's like old and worn in and places, stores try to manufacture that and it never looks the same.
Totally.
As like a real worn in 20-year-old t-shirt.
I found a shirt from high school that says like, you know, 2003 or two on it.
Yeah.
And that to me was like, whoa, this is so old.
Yeah.
But it's still to me, that shirt doesn't seem that old ago, that long ago.
Yeah.
But that year does.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah, it is. It's like a coin. It's got the little year on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a really good idea. You could open a store in like 20 years.
I know. All right, so back to
yeah,
the toys.
So back to the toys.
My bro really introduced the He-Man wave, which if you're listening to this and you're into toys, you should definitely watch The Toys That Made Us, the series on Netflix. They go into like a lot of probably what we're going to talk about, but like, for example, the He-Man episode's great because it was a toy first. And then it became a cartoon.
Yeah.
And that's insane.
It is insane.
And they broke like all the records of selling toys.
Yeah.
The guy said that he just like took the G.I. Joe mold and just put muscles on it. And that
it's
became
so
He-Man.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And I wonder too, I feel like that was true. I don't have any insight into what children are doing right now, but there was always, with so many of those toy franchises, there was a cartoon or something to go along with it. And I wonder, I don't know how much that mattered. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, you're right. Because if you go later, like, you know, you got your Tickle Me Elmos, and that's like got Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Right. That has like, that's got that.
There's something attached.
Yeah. Or Furbies? Probably not. You know, fidget spinners?
Fidget spinners,
not.
No.
Imagine a fidget spinner show.
You know what? You know that somewhere it's been, there's a treatment laying around somewhere that's
if there's
like,
an emoji movie.
Yeah, there's a fidget spinner. And who knows, maybe it's good. I don't know. Angry Birds, like that.
Right.
But yeah, all those were like, those things are like games or stuff that had more background. Not like He-Man was just a toy.
Just a toy. But it had a whole line. And that's like where the beauty comes in. Because the show, in my opinion, kind of sucked. Like, for example, like Thundercats, I think that's a fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Love Thundercats. Yeah, but like the Thundercats and He-Man stuff, like that era, I watched Thundercats at a young age, but He-Man, I remember the show a little bit, but I kind of rewatched it later on.
Mm-hmm.
Those toys were really fun, and they really had whole worlds.
Yeah.
It's the era of, it wasn't just the toy, it was like the sets.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd buy Castle Grayskull.
And you could have it like,
Yeah, it was a full castle.
Yeah.
And like the door goes down, they talk about this on that Netflix thing, but He-Man didn't fit in the door. And they were like, it's fine. And they were like, no, you have to redo the whole mold and everything. Yeah, because like kids will freak out.
kids will, I would freak out because it also, it's like, not only is that annoying if you're playing with it, but it also breaks the reality mm-hmm. where you're like, I want him to actually live here right. in the game that I'm playing.
I don't crouch when I go into my house.
No. And he doesn't on TV. So why would right. he with my toy? I yes. want to do the same thing.
That other thing about like this whole toy line was insane because not only do you have the action figure and the play sets, you also have vehicles.
Yeah.
Like vehicles was so fun.
That was such a big part of so much of it.
Right?
And again, like I wonder if that's still true. Like even Barbie with the all of her different cars, yeah. like every toy had mm-hmm. cars were like such a feature.
Oh yeah.
Motorcycles, I mean, cars, all of it. Yeah.
And it's the same like for like a Barbie or for like a He-Man.
Yeah.
There's the sword or there's like the sunglasses or Barbie had a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would always be these little things too that like kids can definitely choke on and die.
It's for sure.
Right.
We're hazardous.
Yeah. But like those sets were like really fun. Like my brother was a little bit more structured in that like he liked the whole set and like getting it all together. And mm-hmm. I was like, mix it all together.
So I do want to ask about that mm-hmm. because you said it before that I would imagine there are some people out there that like, that would make them crazy.
Yeah.
But I think there's like a level of creativity and it happens in franchises all the time where it's like taking like a character from one franchise and people love it. Mm-hmm. So you were the kid who was just like, yeah, why wouldn't I have their storylines cross?
I'm picturing myself right now in my basement with a...
So it was the basement. That's
it
also...
It was the basement.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, the
yeah.
basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had, our basement was like... finished. The way I said it is like it's finished enough.
I know exact. Yeah, it's yeah. like yeah, you could. There's a floor yeah. and like some stuff. You know,
definitely dusty. Definitely
it's like maybe like, your dad tried to put a bar down there, and then he's like, "Fuck
yeah,
this."
Yeah, like, I don't even drink.
Yeah,
but we definitely had like, you know, like old couches there that were like dusty that like we played on and like mm-hmm. breathed all that in.
Mm-hmm.
But I had like a beanbag chair that was always like where the bad guys would be.
Yeah.
Like the beanbag chair was almost like a mountain where yep. like the bad, and then you'll see bad guys from all those different shows and definitely Ghostbuster ghosts because mm-hmm. those were always just like good. They'd always like do a pop out. That's the thing. Like I had one that was like the Ghostbusters had these cool toys that would be like, oh, that's a police officer. And then you like push the sides of his waist and it just turns into a skeleton. Like its whole front half drops down to its legs and it's a skeleton.
That's like so funny and dumb.
I know.
Like why did that happen?
It was like they had the whole line was just like, I'm a normal person. Wait, I'm a ghost. That was
just
like,
just kidding.
That's the tone of their whole thing.
Squeeze my waist and I die.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
But also none of that was ever in the movie. It was just like, I think in the cartoon version, if anything.
Yeah.
But there's also these other, like, you know, like we were talking about, you know, Thundercats and He-Man. There were these other things, like we had these things called Battle Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this at all?
Not at all. So I have no memory of my childhood, maybe.
What's interesting about Battle Beasts is we couldn't get them in Staten Island. But my mom used to go to these, like, you know, for her work, would go to these conferences in Pennsylvania and uh-huh. come back with like a bounty of Battle Beasts.
Wait, what? This makes it sound like Staten Island is a different country.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Why do they have in
We get all the t-shirts from the losing, like, sports teams. Like,
your know, relatives like another... are, like, sending you Levi's. Like, this yeah. is, like, yeah. before the Berlin Wall fell or something. Like, why?
I don't know. We couldn't get them.
They just didn't have them.
KB Toys didn't have it.
KB Toys.
What else didn't have
wow.
it? What are the other toy stores?
I don't remember, but I remember KB Toys in Livingston Mall. That was it.
Oh, Toys R Us.
Oh, duh. Toys R Us. God, RIP.
It's literally the thing.
You've mentioned a couple times that you and your brother were not like,
mm-hmm.
so you had one person who was very much the like, keep it all together in one set. You were much more like, combine it, mix it up. Like, let's see what happens. Did that ever cause tension?
Well, we would not play together. He would, he'd be very much like, I'm going to play with
yep.
these toys and you can have whatever's left.
That feels like the solution.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can have whatever's
left. Yeah, he's the older brother. We had like a pretty big bin that like.
And he had to bargain for all this stuff using his potty training.
Totally. I mean, he's like, I own these and I'm going to rent them out to you. This is toy library. I'd also, at this time, was probably pretty big into Legos, which is another great toy.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And similarly, I would not like to go with, like, whatever, like, the book said to build the thing. Mm-hmm. I'd like to create my own things. And they would definitely make their way into the narratives of my toys.
Sure.
But, like, there might be a time, like, if he's doing toys, I'm doing Legos.
Okay.
Or he might be doing video games, which is a whole other podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So there'd be times that, like, I think we had enough in that basement that was, you know, to distract. Like, so we weren't really fighting over toys that much.
Yeah.
Another big toy I remember that I really wanted for Christmas that was, like, on my list, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to get it. I don't know if Santa's going to do me like that. It was the, not just the Stretch Armstrong, because the Stretch Armstrong is fine. Like, I was not really into it.
It got filthy, let me tell you.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I had a Stretch Armstrong, and it just picks up lint.
There was one, I think it was called, was it called Vector Man? Do you mind looking that up?
That sounds about...
It was a Stretch Armstrong side character that you pump up, and it expands. Like a strip, put maybe like red character... Vac Man. What was
Vac
I thinking?
Man.
What's insane about Vac Man is, like, you don't vacuum it. You actually,
you
like, pump it up. It's the opposite.
The complete.
But they weren't going to call it, like, Blow Up Man.
Yeah, no.
Vac Man, that's right. V-A-C.
Vac Man.
And it was, I remember the commercial, too. This was also based on, I don't think, a show. But they made this toy. They probably had, like, they developed a technology, because that's what it was also with toys. It was like, there's this technology. Like, things would always be like, what if we took the air hockey stuff and we put it in a vehicle, and now all of a sudden Ninja Turtles are shooting pizzas?
Great.
Right, like little plastic pizzas.
I mean, that is fucking cool.
Right. So technology was big, and they would have the Vac Man, like, it was like loose, like it was like a loose bag of sand or something was in it. And then pump it, and it, like... You know what's interesting? Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it did vacuum out, but then you could stretch whatever was in it.
Oh. Wait. I have to ask before, did you get Vac Man?
I did.
You did?
Yeah,
Santa
it was a great Christmas.
Through.
Oh, big time.
Did you freak out?
I loved it. I played with it nonstop. Like, that was, took over for bad guys for a long time. Like, it was always like Vac Man was like the main guy, and you'd have to have these little battles first to get up to Vac Man, but Vac Man was like kind of controlling it all.
It's so funny that the one that it's like no one has ever heard of this thing was the boss.
He was the boss. Yeah, that's how, I mean, he was the Kaiser Sose. Like, you know what I mean?
He was controlling it all. No one believes he exists, and that's his greatest weapon.
And aside from just being able to stretch and hold the stretch, his greatest weapon was anonymity.
You don't know how to beat him. I want to talk a little bit about, in, I mean, I think it stands, it's like one of the most, like, mid to late 90s, but also kind of the ultimate, like, toy TV blurring the lines was, I think, Power Rangers.
Yes.
And you mentioned that was like, I mean, the show came first in Japan.
Yeah.
But it feels like the toys in the show were one thing almost.
I mean, it's made for a toy. Like, Voltron and Power Rangers alike, because got to respect both. It's perfect. Like, you put things together to make one big guy. Like, it's like the way the show was the way in my mind that I would even play.
Because,
like, I would like to have the guy, like the bad guy winning for a little bit, and then the good guys, like, have to team up or something. And that's literally what you're doing. You're putting these, like, figures together to kind of come to, you know, that's perfect.
I never thought about that, but that is, it's like, there's such a, I guess it's just teamwork, but Power Rangers really, because, like, Captain Planet kind of did it.
Right.
But they didn't become a thing.
And they all kind of were lame until.
Yes.
I mean, that's not true. The Fire Dude was cool.
That's true.
Earth somehow was good.
Yeah.
Heart wasn't doing much.
Heart, no.
They
had
really
the pet.
Had to, like, make him work.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, and water, you're hoping you're near water.
Yeah, but
otherwise,
if not,
you're taken out of a water fountain.
Yeah, you're screwed.
But yeah, like, that Captain Planet was pretty fun. But also, like, the toys didn't work as well.
The toys didn't work, yeah. But Power Rangers, you were like, you had the individual toys, and then you had that element, oh, but we're going to build, like, the Megazord or whatever it was.
And here's the other aspect that I think Power Rangers did a good job with, and He-Man a little bit, but I'll go back to that. Power Rangers let you be the character. You could buy the costume. You could buy the Morphin thing. You could get, like, the flute that the Green Ranger did.
Oh, that flute.
Like, you could get their swords. And, like, He-Man, too, had the He-Man sword, and I got that for my birthday one year. Immediately, like, we have like a whole, like, video of it. Immediately, Colin's playing with it. My brother has it, like, he's like, it's as if it's his birthday, which his birthday is like a week and a half after mine. It's like he couldn't just wait. Like, let me have,
like,
the
you're
sword.
Probably also getting one.
yeah. But the sword was dope. It made the sounds very fun. And the thing that they touch upon, I don't want to steal this from the Netflix show, is that kids said this thing. That, like, the reason why kids loved it is they said the phrase, I have the power. Like, sorry, Mom, I have the power.
Whoa.
And it was like a huge, like, what a good idea for
teens,
to get them in, yeah. I have the power.
And it was like perfectly, I remember hearing someone say this, and it's so, I guess, obvious, but I never thought about it. But that like Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, I think Power Rangers hits it, that there's a clear thing that you can identify with. Like, oh, I'm in that house. I'm that Power Ranger. So like kids or anyone, adults can be like, I'm the Pink Ranger. Like, I kind of have this personality trait. I'm definitely red, you know, like, and you can get all of that shit and like adopt whatever that is.
And which Ranger were you?
I mean, I guess I was Pink.
I was Zordon.
You were.
I definitely related to that old guy in a television.
Well, now as an adult, I'm like, I'm definitely Rita Repulsa, who's like, I live in a dumpster. Like, this sucks. Wasn't her origin story she like came out of a dumpster or something?
Yeah, it's like, after you know millions of years, I'm free.
Yeah.
Time to take over the earth.
And her plans were always just like, send a guy, send a bad thing.
Well, what was cool is she. This is actually cool that I feel like it gets forgotten about. She would make a guy out of clay.
Oh yeah,
and then it would come to life. She'd like put it through some machine, and then it would go down regular size. Yeah. And then she would throw her thing down, and it would get huge. I remember always being like, "Just start it huge.
Just start.
Surprise them with the big guy."
I also remember as a kid, genuinely being scared of the putties. Because they were just in those gray morph suits with no faces. Mm-hmm. And they were clearly people. Like, they were obviously just people. But something about them just having a no face was very scary.
What was when they would fight, they'd be like...
Yeah, they would be like... Bloo, 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 and like flop around when they got beaten.
Like, if I heard one person doing that and another person going, set, aya, aya, set. They would always say like, set, aya. I would know exactly it's Power Rangers.
Like, yes, turn it up.
Eyes closed, and I heard, and set, Aya.
Here's a question.
Set, Aya.
Do you think the putties were always the same? They must, like, was
the
there...
The same dudes?
Yeah, he was, like, for, like, 10 years, was, like, playing a putty on Power Rangers.
I would take it.
I would take that gig. It in a second.
If I'm, like, an athletic guy,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I teach yoga on the side, and I'm a putty.
I show up for what? I shoot my scene in like an hour or two. Yeah.
I'm teaching a Billy Banks karate class.
Yeah, it's 1995. Right. I'm teaching Tai Bo.
Totally. Yeah, that's a good gig for you.
That's a pretty good gig.
Living in Los Angeles or wherever, they probably shot it there.
They must have shot in Los Angeles, right?
Probably. But the Power Ranger toys were definitely like, they were fun. There was a lot of elements to it. And I watched a lot of Power Rangers. Like, I was probably cusp to like where I probably should have stopped watching
it
and like started to listen to more rap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do both.
I can do both. Yeah. I can straddle, like, there's that part of me that when no one's looking, like, I'm still a kid.
Right.
Like,
I think I played toys for like longer than I should too.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to admit it. Like, there was something about, like, even at a young age, I was nostalgic.
Yeah.
Like, even like in high school, I was like, even in my room, my parents like still have the house that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. We have all those toys like in this like locked away, but like safe, you know?
Yeah.
But in my room, I have a Spider-Man, like in like the childhood bedroom I grew up in that like is just like now just like my parents' stuff they don't use that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's just like kind of storage, yeah.
Right. It's like that ab machine, you know?
Oh, an ab roller?
Yeah, but the one where your hands are up top. For whatever reason.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone had it at one point.
Yep,
like, I think there's a shake weight in there too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like discarded exercise equipment. That's like parent toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in there, there's a Spider-Man. There's definitely a Casey Jones because that was huge for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Casey
my name
Jones.
Is Casey.
Yeah.
For those if you don't remember, my name is Casey.
Yeah.
So Casey Jones was great. And it was such a great figure because it had the hockey mask. It had like a golf bag with bats and hockey sticks in it.
That's cool.
Very cool. And he dressed like he had like ripped clothes, you know, no sleeves. Very fun.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't see this, but I'm actually dressed as that right
you
now.
You are. You walk around in a hockey mask and...
Yeah, no sleeves.
Yeah.
And weird one black fingerless glove, and then like... tape around my right hand.
Uh-huh. And no one ever wanted to ask.
Right.
You know? They're just like, well, that's just Case.
That's just Case. Yeah. Case Jost.
That's just
what
he does.
It's so close.
It's so close. Wow. That's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure my parents threw out everything. I don't know. It's all gone.
Yeah,
There's
my
no
parents
toys
threw
left.
Out... They
I
threw
guess
out
if they haven't moved.
Stuff.
I feel like that happens when you move.
Right.
You know? It's just like, well, why... Who? It's fine. Like, just leave
totally.
It. Yeah.
Part of me, like, if my parents ever, like, just want to get rid of the house,
Yeah.
This sounds crazy, but I would actually like everything to burn. Like just Whoa. Burn the whole place down. Like yeah. Because it's going to be such a hard decision of what to keep.
Yeah.
Take that out of my hands.
Like I don't want to know.
Right.
I don't want to have a house sized storage locker somewhere in Red Hook.
I'd rather call an arsonist.
Yeah.
And just he'll take care of it.
Play Sonny Came Home in the background. You're just burning down your childhood home.
Yeah.
Before we dive into all things Jokers and comedy, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we are back from our break. I want to talk to you a little bit about, and I think it ties in, obviously, your adult work as a comedian. Mm-hmm. Just hearing you talk about the way you played as a kid, I'm like, oh, this makes so much sense for the way, like, Casey makes comedy.
All right, so what's crazy about this, and I just thought of it now, is I work on Impractical Jokers, mm-hmm. and we do a thing sometimes where we do, like, a fake focus group, and we pitch products, like, fake products.
Yeah.
And one that we did once was toys, fake toys. Mm-hmm. And I was really proud of this one. It was called Toilet Soldiers. And basically what it was a whole battle set that you put onto a toilet, and the action figures, and it has like guns that shoot out from the top, and it's like covered in it, mm-hmm. and I got to make a commercial for it.
Wow.
With music and everything. And like if you watch the episode, like the jokers are like, oh, this is like, you know, the thing that they're toilet soldiers, and parents, I mean, the people that are in the focus group are immediately like, that's unsanitary. You can't do that. And the guys yeah. are like, the kids don't like go in the toilet or anything. And they show the commercial, and immediately we had like kids putting it in the toilet yeah. water and coming out and like walking around the side of the bowl with these like figures. And it was basically like G.I. Joe's for a toilet.
Yeah.
And it was like all like kind of camo and like this sort of like things that drop over, you know, like netting.
Oh, yeah.
And so this guy, Will Thaxton, who's like the artistic director for the show and like makes all this stuff, he and I worked together on it and he nailed it. Like exactly look like what I wanted to. And I got to like make the commercial and like edit it. And it's funny, we were talking about commercials too.
Yeah.
It's totally influenced by 90s commercials.
Yeah. It's like the more to doing this, because so many people's like, quote, you know, geek interests start when they're a kid. It's like, yeah, I found like Batman or Harry Potter or whatever it is. Almost everyone is like, yeah. And I kind of thought it was either a waste of time or it was like silly. And now they're doing something in their adult lives that directly connects to like what they were. I even feel like hearing you talk about how all these different, like, I just had all the bad guys together and all the good guys together, as opposed to, that to me almost feels like a third beat in a Herald
yeah, totally,
or something,
totally,
where
right.
it's just like, oh, I'm going to take the bad guy from here and the bad guy from here. And like, how would they play together? Like, how do their character games play?
I personally always want to like make it my own. You know what I mean? Like, I really haven't worked on too many shows that like are narrative. Like,
yeah.
it's kind of difficult for me to like really... Like, I'm a fan of shows like, you know, Game of Thrones or Gamey mm-hmm. Thrones. I'm actually...
Thrones.
I don't know why I said that, because I've actually never watched an episode, but I was using it as an example. Like,
sure.
I'm a fan of, like, you know, Your Good Places, and because we have, like, a friend who works on that.
Yeah.
But to be completely honest, like, it doesn't get me too excited to just write for that show.
Yeah.
And, like, Impractical Jokers has been a show where I can, every day, come up with a new concept that's like, we could use tropes from other things. Mm-hmm. Like for that bit, I got to use tropes from like 90s commercials in the show I'm working on. And so it's always kind of new and exciting. And I've worked on other shows, like I worked on a game show, Snoop Dogg's Joker's Wild.
Yeah.
Which is funny, it also has Joker's in the title.
Right.
And that was so fun, is because you're making these mini games that are completely different each time that have like a hip hop theme. Mm-hmm. So that's when hip hop came into play.
That's when you were like, okay, good.
All right.
Yeah.
if I can mix the two, perfect. that was another thing that's like, it's a every day is a kind of different writing, and you're kind of coming up by making it your own.
Yeah.
And that was always a thing for me personally that I like to do, and I've been lucky enough to continue to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what the longevity is in that, but hopefully something.
I think it's pretty long, yeah. Okay, so you also go to San Diego Comic Con. Mm-hmm. Almost, you've been there a bunch.
Yeah, I think I've been there for the for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Probably both of us.
Yeah. We've at least, you've probably been going longer than I have, but like 4 or 5 years.
I think last year I was zipping by you on a bird scooter.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with those last year. And I think maybe the year before, no, probably just last year. It was so easy to get around. I got to see.
They're so cool.
I hate to I know people like shit on them.
Yeah.
But I think they're great for a thing like that. I got to see so many costumes, got to see so many different things without even going in, by just zipping around and seeing stuff. And plus it's like, people are always knocking that stuff, but it's like, knock cars.
Yeah. Cars are taking up so much better
room. Yeah.
Like this, first of all, can't really, I mean, I guess you could get hurt, but the max damage you could do on a scooter versus a car is pretty low.
I mean,
you know,
I guess
you could find a way to do something dumb.
I mean, if you're not wearing a helmet,
you could
kind of go out of control.
Yeah.
And you could also hit a person that's not expecting it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there are dangers.
So be careful.
But your survival rate is higher.
That's what I mean. It's
than getting hit by a car.
Sure. I would take a scooter, I think. I don't want either of them, to be clear. But I would take a scooter any day. Yeah. And they're better for the environment.
Maybe. There's also issues.
Is it really?
I started by being yes. And now I'm well, the issue is that they die so quickly that they just they're tossed out.
They're
so landfill. They're just landfill stuff. But hopefully we could get to a point where people are using them, where we have ways to fix them. And that creates a job.
We're the company. There you go. Green energy. Green. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, I love those bird scooters. Never been on one.
You see, that's the other thing. I'm definitely adult that likes a toy like that.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like you are, I guess it's a toy, but I feel like you're an early adopter. You're that's cool. Why would I, why are you shitting on that? That's a good idea.
I think so.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. And I actually in the city, I use an electric skateboard now from Brooklyn over to get to work. And it's the best commute in the world.
Yeah.
It takes me 15 minutes from Williamsburg to the financial district where our office is. And it's so quick. And it's a beautiful outdoor ride. You know, I can't do it in the rain. So I have to take the subway sometimes. And I notice the difference. It's a time. It's longer. You're with a bunch of people in this crowded place. If it's raining, everyone's got umbrellas. It's a hellhole.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then the other, on a beautiful day, I'm skating over the bridge like a cool Ninja Turtle.
The bridges in New York, I always feel like going over the water and seeing Brooklyn and Manhattan on either, it's one of the coolest things you can do.
So fun.
It's the best. So you at San Diego Comic-Con, do you or have you ever fallen into, I shouldn't say fallen into, but do you find yourself a part of the toy hype there as an adult? Because there's always exclusives and Funkos and that kind of stuff.
I know. To be honest with you, I'm not really that jazzed on it. I like it in terms of I would like an art gallery, which I do. And I look at it and I'm like, that looks so cool. Especially Marvel stuff, DC stuff, Image Comics stuff, stuff that's comic book, recreations, so fun. And I also the Funkos I really don't know much about.
Yeah.
But it's not that I hate on them. It's just that, I'll look at it all, but I doubt I'd be making any of those purchases. It's just not really my vibe. I'd rather take a old toy from my parents' house and put that in my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Something that has already meaning for you, kind of.
Totally. I've done that a few times with nostalgic purchases. I bought a regular skateboard. I bought a Bart Simpson one because it felt like Bart Simpson should be on a skateboard.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even ride it. I took off the trucks, the wheels and stuff. And I want to hang that somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a few times that I'll seek out a thing like that. I'd rather make my own.
There you go.
Collectible, kind of create my own version than buy into a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. It feels to me sometimes too, and maybe this is not true, but it almost feels I'm too late. There's so, especially with something like Funko, where there's so many and there's such a culture around it and people really know their shit that I'm I can't start now, which is the wrong attitude if you wanted to. But it's I'm not going to start now.
I think you also see them as Beanie Babies.
probably, where I'm like, right, I won't.
Like, Jackie, if there's one thing I know about you, you like to crap on Beanie Babies. Like,
I love to shit
like
on a Beanie.
It's my favorite thing.
Is that I just had so many.
Oh, you did?
Oh, so many. Well,
did you have Princess Diana?
You know.
You
had
did?
Princess Diana, had the Aaron Bear, had all of the, like, because at some point,
can
like.
Can you name more for me? Like, just for fun?
I don't know. The cow. I think it was Bessie. I'm trying to think of the really... Oh, the Peace Bear.
Uh-huh.
The one that was like tie-dye and had a little thing. Because those were the bears that were like QVC. You had to be on fucking QVC to get those bears.
You're like a kid on QVC.
Well, the thing that happened was my mom. So I was collecting them, buying them. I started to feel like maybe I'll move on. And my mom was the one...
Pulling you back in.
Spending like $2.50 on a friggin' Princess Diana bear and her case from QVC. And I'd be like, I didn't ask for that. And she'd kind of like pass it off as I wanted it. But I didn't. Like, I never asked for it.
When we talked a few weeks ago about, like, you know, talking about toys on this, I started looking up like certain things, and the Beanie Babies one, like, the guy was naming them, and he was like, he said something like, I don't even know the real name. He's like, we freaking got Symphony here. He was so excited to be like, we got Symphony here.
Like, what are you
Symphony
talking
the Frog
about?
Or whatever it is. Like, like, and you're
it
like,
might have
what?
Been. It might
Why
have
does
been.
That meaning? Why does that have meaning?
I don't know.
It
was one of those fads that's like, it was marketing. It was someone just said, like, this will be worth money in 50 years. And everyone was like, he knows. It's like, what? Who? Why?
I know. I'm glad that, like, my family never got into that, because we had, like, younger cousins. And, like, it was male and female, but, like, we had younger cousins, like, three younger female cousins. And I think my grandma was even like, no, that's bullshit.
I'm not getting you that.
And our grandma, like, loved to spoil us with, like, anything. But she was like, no.
No, move down the list. But what's next?
One thing my grandma did love was FAO Schwartz, which is, like, this expensive, weird toy store that, to be honest, doesn't have anything good.
No, as a toy store, it's not great. As just, like, a place to go at Christmas time,
great.
Sure. But you walk around and you're like, "What? Where are the toys?
I know.
Where's the stuff?"
As I was getting into music, but I was like young as a kid, I wanted to like play guitar or something. And my grandma was like, I know what to do. And she went to FAO Schwartz and she bought this thing that were like two gloves. And she was like, it's like playing piano, but they're gloves. And it was also, between us, not like playing piano. You'd press things and it would be like, yeah, whoa. And like, it was just sound effects. And you get like four on each hand. And you could like, and she'd be like, you can mix them. And so it would be like, frigga, yeah. Like it was like having Bop It without the game.
I was going to say, it's almost like a soundboard or something. Yeah. Where she's like, this is like drive time radio. Like, what is
and
going on?
And somehow my grandma, who was like probably like in her 70s or 80s at the time, was like, this is the future of music.
Do you think your grandma had or has in her house like a closet where you open up and it's just like all of the same toys, where it was just like, I want the gloves that go fricka, yeah.
Oh, that would be, see, that's the thing. I bet you people like sneakers, you know, like you do the dead stock.
Yeah.
I bet you people now are like, I'm going to buy this toy for my kid and buy one dead stock.
Yeah. Dead stock. What? That's just
that's like when you buy two pairs of sneakers and you like use one and you like keep one.
Oh.
Like you wear, I forget, there's like another term for it. See, I'm not like a sneakerhead, but I have some friends that are. It's like, there's like a term, like you wear and you shelf or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
One you show, one you stow. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm trying
I like
to
that.
Make one.
That should be it.
Yeah.
One you show, one you stow. Yeah.
Store.
Nike.
But you say Nike, hello.
So just on San Diego Comic-Con, not the toys. Is there one thing that's like, I love, even like a restaurant, a thing you got to do? Anything.
Nobu. No.
I have to.
I guess I like, well, I always have to walk the floor like at least once. I'll try to look up and see what comic book writers are there. Like I met Paul Pope, this guy that I really like.
Oh, cool.
Who's like, he writes and he draws. And I got to meet him one year and like actually have like a good chat with him.
Cool.
I think my new tradition would be riding around in those birds, babe.
Yeah.
Just going town to town. I don't
all
know.
The way to LA.
One thing we do every year with the Impractical Jokers that I love is like we take over Petco Park and we have like a huge block party. That's like the Impractical Jokers block party, and there's like food and hanging out and like music. We have like always have this great DJ that's there, and it's just fun. The guys are like on stage the whole time. It's just, you get to party with the guys in this way that it's like different than the TV show, different from even their live show. We actually do this Impractical Jokers cruise every year, and it's kind of like that in a way. because like the guys are like, you have a lot of access to the guys, and the guys are on stage just like hyping the crowd and like singing along, and then you're just, they're all into like 80s like hip hop and R&B.
It's really
so
fun.
They're like blasting a lot of that, and then like, you know, modern stuff too.
Yeah.
Classic, like it's maybe some 90s Britney Spears. Yeah, it's like a full, like any dancey kind of fun thing they're into.
That's really fun.
And so that's fun. Wear sunscreen.
Gotta wear sunscreen.
I've seen people just hang out all day, and by the end of the day, they're like beet red.
Yeah.
Like I've seen the transition of people's faces.
It's that dry heat. You feel like you're not getting burned, and guess what? That sun
crispy
is not forgiving. You're getting crispy. Man, that's fun. All really good advice for San Diego Comic-Con and also just for life. He's... Thanks so much for doing this.
I mean, there's. I still think we just like scratched the surface.
We scratched the surface.
Maybe a part two sometime.
We might have to do a part two.
I'm down.
Yeah.
The people want it. They're going crazy in the commies.
They're like, we need to know more about Vac-Man. We need to know more about
He-Man. They're dropping so many commies about this.
Yeah, the comms are out of control.
Absolutely.
The comment section on iTunes is going wild.
Going wild for just this episode.
Yeah, weird. Well, you guys, keep them coming, you know. Part two is on its way.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Hope. Thanks for having me.
And that is our episode. So obviously, you guys should be checking out Impractical Jokers if you're not already. And you probably, like all of America, are. Also, check out What I Did for Love at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. And hey, if you like this podcast, go ahead and visit iTunes, visit Spotify, Google Play, subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast, rate it, review it, only if you feel positively about it, though, because I don't need your one-star nonsense, all right? So leave us a good review, and we have so many more fun guests booked for you guys, so stay tuned, because we have more Boarding Party coming your way next week, every Wednesday. See you right here.